Yeah, Jerome, what's up?
Hey, Mr. Russo. How are you doing?
All right, what's up?
Just wanted to reach back out to you like I said I would today. Sorry I'm 30 minutes behind, but hopefully that's okay. Just wanted to touch back with you with some findings. I was looking into, I remember you saying on the call that you were looking for places that would be 700 and under, correct?
The deal is I need to get into a place that's income-based, not a regular apartment. See, I can't play this regular apartment game.
Got you. And that information
I don't have a team or a social worker helping me, Zach. That's why I'm fucked.
Well, hold on one second.
So you're trying to talk to me like I'm a normal human being, which I'm not.
Neither am I, Mr. Russo.
Your funds aren't limited and you aren't restricted.
I can understand, you know, it really sucks. It sucks, but at the same time, when there's a will, there's a way, and I got enough will for the both of us.
Yeah.
You said you don't have a set social worker right now.
I've been dropped and passed around, and I'm tired of it.
Okay. They definitely do drop and pass around people. At the same time, do you know if you've been passed around to a certain person, or you just
I've been dropped. My options are terrible.
It's
I'm going to die. Nobody's going to find me.
Tell me, I think it's easy to, like, you know, this system is not built for positivity. It's easy to, you know.
Look, man, unless you get concrete things to tell me, you know, I'm not going to go with philosophy and everything else, man. I'm fucked, basically. I have no energy. My body's gone. No license and no friends. So. And no phone and computer skills, and that's not helping me either.
You stay down in Petersburg right now. What, I mean, here's my thing, Ms. Teresa. If I'm fighting, you got to fight with me. I know you've probably fought a hell of a lot in your life. Maybe not feel like fighting anymore. But if I'm fighting, you got to fight with me, okay?
Sure.
And by fight, I mean, it sucks, but work, the system, and the system is not built for success all the time.
You don't have to explain to me the system, dude. I've been in it long enough, and there's too many ifs, ands, and buts.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of that. So I know you said... You said you've been dropped entirely from having a social worker.
You want to go to Gen Care? They got one social worker working four fucking centers, okay? She don't have time to babysit. She should give you a list of people you can fucking call. That's one.
Okay. From those...
That's not doing me any good.
You got to...
I can turn in my medical bills and try to get Medicaid. Then I can get a mental health skill builder. That'll come by 2-3 times a week and make sure I'm fucking eating or showering and give me rides and help me learn computer skills and help me pay some bills. Why don't you try to pay the gas, the lights, the water, the heat, the car insurance, the cell phone, maintenance, upkeep, fucking food, cell phone.
Yeah, that is a lot, but can you go
no,
back for me?
It's a piece of cake, buddy, because I'm a rich man. Because I'm the dude, and I've given everything away, and like I can't, I don't give a fuck no more. I'm done with it. okay? I can't make decisions. People have stole my fucking money, stole my valuables, taken everything from me. I can die right here. I got to work on end-of-life shit so I can pay somebody to bury my dumb ass. Everybody's going to get paid but me, and that's the problem. I don't have a side hustle. I got hustled. I got played. I can barely get food, getting meals on wheels, and I'm tired of telling my tale of woe to somebody that, you know, it's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about business, and I got fucked, and that's okay because I've suffered enough, and I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't. I don't give a fuck. I just want peace, and I want to be left the fuck on, okay?
Let's get you some peace.
Well, peace is not taking a $700 apartment somewhere that's fucked up, and I'm living like a regular human being, so I'm be fucking myself there. If I get into an apartment for $400-some a month, then I got to contend with the fucked up neighbors. Oh, well, you can't have it both ways, so peace that. Then you got to spend your fucking money down and suck dick and fill out forms and mail them in and download this and send this over and email this. And I missed that on another apartment for lack of computer skills. More excuses, more excuses. Well, that's just fucking wonderful. At the end of the day, I'm nowhere closer than I was 10 years ago, and I don't have 10 more years left. So it don't make a fuck.
I don't want you to feel that way. And
I don't have to feel that way, dude. It's the hole that I've dug. I've got hardly no friends. I've got no family support. And I ain't one fucking human being. And I'm tired of being fucking badgered with these fucking calls every day for some more goddamn Medicare and Medicaid. Fuck that. Okay? I'm not a normal human being. So unless you're a miracle worker, it ain't going to happen. Because I got to fill out forms. And I got to wait. And I filled out forms before. Then I changed phone numbers so the people can't contact me. I'm not a mystery. I can't fucking work. I can't make no money. If I make money, I can't make a certain amount of money. So fuck it. Let's make a deal. Door number one, two, or three. Which one do you want? I got some fucked up health care, some fucked up insurance, and I'm just one motherfucker trying to live on $1,400 a month. With free food and free heat and free air conditioning. Well, a payment anyway. It ain't enough to live on. I just die in poverty. Got other motherfuckers trying to tell me, don't fuck with y'all. Fucking go. You need to go into a group home. Sure, then I can sign my whole check over and sit here and live on $50 a week and a month and be at somebody else's fucking call. Or go pay $800 and that's what the social worker that dropped me. Go move into a group home on Washington Street and pay $800 a fucking month without putting a piece of food in my mouth and look at your crazy ass all day with nowhere to go. That's not a good suggestion. People got these fucking jobs getting paid good money, and I know more than they do. So it don't much matter. So good luck. That's what I get for taking disability. It's the worst mistake I've made in my fucking life. Stone cold fucking sober. No, I can't go anywhere and have fun. Can't make fucking decisions. Yeah, well, find something, $600, $700. Yeah, then you find something for $700, and in 2 years it'll be $900, and then I'll be out on the fucking street. That's called redlining, because my check will not go up in proportion to the fucking rent. So guess what? You can afford it today, but in 2 years you'll be on the fucking street. So what the fuck? You cannot win.
I feel you.
Well, guess what? I've been feeling it, and guess what? It sucks. Or I can go move into a group home somewhere and give somebody my whole check and let them fucking make tons of money off my fucking check with a little bit of money I make so I can live in a nice, quiet place and throw my belongings out in the fucking street and just say, have it. I can't keep up with the grass, the maintenance, and the upkeep. And barely afford $375 a month.
Can I ask you to back it up a little bit to the point where you talked about, hold on, Mr. Russo, hold on. You were talking about Medicaid, where they come by and
That's not going to happen until I meet the fucking spend down and put bills in and submit them with the girl. And then every 6 months, I got to fucking suck dick and get that resubmitted. And that's a pain in the fucking ass.
Yes.
So that's just it. I can keep on talking and talking and talking like the other guy was trying to explain the shit to you yesterday, wasting my fucking time. Yeah, why don't I just let him take the house for $105,000, stick it up his fucking ass, and let him cry and complain about what he can't fix and what he's got to fix, because everybody's got a partner and everybody's got a friend. Well, guess what? I ain't got neither. That's what got me in this position anyway, thinking I was the big bad man trying to be fully self-supporting. And fuck that AA bullshit, too. Yeah.
Okay, so you were talking about you have to submit the forms every 6 months.
I have to submit bills fucking and get them turned in and get them and meet a certain amount. Then I can get temporary Medicaid. Then I can get a fucking somebody to give me fucking rides and take me to the fucking store and treat me like I'm 3 fucking years old.
Well,
for a little bit of time, that'll be wonderful. That way, they can get paid by the fucking state, because I can't afford to pay them out of my fucking out of my pocket.
Yes, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to afford them either. But I can say, wouldn't that be better than your situation right now? Just give me a yes or no answer if you can.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Then I can depend on another total fucking stranger to help me out while I'm trying to learn computer skills, while I'm trying to learn to pay fucking phone, while I'm trying to worry about selling a house, while I'm trying to worry about finding a place to fucking move, while I'm trying to worry about getting a driver's license, while I'm trying to fucking get the grass cut, while I'm trying to get the fucking yard raked.
Mm-hmm.
I should have fucking learned how to go online and bet, gamble, so I can bet on some fucking games. It's about the only goddamn thing I know how to fucking do, and fucking blew that fucking mind.
Wait a minute. So you know how to get online and...
No, I know how to get online and look online. I don't know how to pay a bill automatically. My buddy tried to show me that yesterday, and I didn't halfway learn that. I can do this automated bullshit to automatically pay everybody, so everybody gets paid but me. And then I got to hide the gas, hide the fucking assets, and can't have more than $5,000. So I got to pull money out of my bank account, because when Social Services rechecks my shit in 4 months, I'm going to have too much money, and then I'll fucking lose my food stamps. And then I'll lose. Then I'll have to pay $175 out of my check. So guess what? The fucking still keeps happening, because you can't have nothing to get nothing. And I'm tired of telling my pitiful fucking story to anybody that'll listen to me.
Mr. Russo, I really think it sucks that it's out of our control, but, I mean, what you're talking about, I completely get, you know what I mean? It's day in and day out, it's always going to be another thing, no matter what we do. And that's another thing. You got to remember, no matter how much money we have, it's always going to be another thing. You know what I mean?
Man, I don't have time to fuck. I'm not going to sit here and discuss philosophy and the way the world is with you, okay? If you don't have nothing, no concrete plan, you start out with some 700 and under. That's more a normal person. I'm not that person. I did that, I'd be a fucking fool to go somewhere and pay $700 a month and be in a fucked up neighborhood and fucking live there and think I can fucking make it and live like a regular person, which I'm not. Because in 2 years, I'll be fucking sitting on the side of the road, broke.
I mean, yeah. I don't think that's what you want.
It doesn't matter what I want. I don't have any options. I don't have the energy and the fucking willpower to fucking fight no more. So if you found a $700 apartment, sure you have. Then we can figure out blowing smoke up my ass. That will help you move. Because you have a team of people like Zach's blowing smoke up my ass. Once you sign the contract, then I got a team of people that'll come and help you. Sure you fucking do. Just like the last dickhead that came over here and tried to tell me, once you sign, when I thought I had an apartment, sure. And he won't know where to be found when I'm running around. That's when I was driving legally, getting all the fucking paperwork to the lady, and got 5 out of 7 papers and missed 2 and missed out on that fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a nice little tiny-ass cracker box apartment. Leave all my belongings behind and go live in a fucking place where every time you walk out the door, people are trying to bump shit from you. But you're only paying $400 to $600 a month, then I can live on $700 a month and die fucking peacefully.
Mr. Russo, what you're saying is not funny.
It's not a matter of being funny, dude. It's facts. Unless you
come up with something better,
I'm listening. Unless you got some concrete plans, I'm listening. I'm not going to sit here and talk theory and bullshit with you because it's not productive.
It's not productive, but I can say I'm trying to give you plans.
Well, tell me what you tried. You looked online for what? A $700 apartment? Is that what you're telling me?
That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to help, but you keep shooting down.
All right, well, tell me what you've done to try to help me. I'm listening.
Mr. Russo, I can only help you to a point. I can't come over there and break out your, you know, all of your paperwork and all of the things. I can't do it for you. You know what I'm saying? I would love to.
What have you done to help me? I'm listening.
Well, right now I could try to help you narrow down what we can do that is feasible. But what you're saying is you're not willing.
Let's narrow down. We had 2 days to come up with some feasible. I'm listening. I got a house payment due today that if I had automated payment, I could pay him. No, I'll probably call him Monday and pay him the old-fashioned way over the phone. And da 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 da. And next.
That's not. I'm talking about utilizing the Medicaid that you were talking about.
Medicaid is going to be a long way down the road because I have to submit my forms and wait a couple of weeks. Then I can get that. Yeah, the Medicaid. Then I'll be utilizing another stranger, a mental health skill builder that can come over here like the other ones did that were temporary for a fucking month. Who tried to pass me back to District 19 so I can go back down there and deal with their bullshit. See, the problem is I have a house. If I didn't have a house, I would have no hassle. If all I had to do was give you a birth certificate, how much I make, and something else, and that's all I need. No, by having a house, I have to submit to you all of that, in addition to fucking house payments and fucking stock statements and some more shit, and da 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 da. I've been approved twice for places, but I didn't get all the paperwork in time or the correct paperwork in time when I had people that were trying to help me. And a guy was going to move, but I didn't move down to another place because I was not going to move to Lexington and sit there and look at the motherfuckers all day with nobody to help me get around. Fuck that. Where are we going here? Let's get a plan.
Honestly, it would be third time's the charm.
Third time's a charm, how and what and where, dude?
With submitting the process of what you just did. It would be Medicaid and then trying to get a place.
Now, Medicaid's got nothing to do with me getting a fucking apartment, okay? Mm-hmm. That's a whole different wall of wax.
It is. It is a whole different. But you're also talking about they're saying that you having a house makes it more difficult for you to get any type of care because you have an asset.
No, the house has got nothing to do with care. The house has got something to do. The house has got something to do with getting an apartment. So you're off base on that too. Let's stick on one base at a time. Which base you want to hit first? Health, or you want to hit housing, or you want to hit money? Which one? Because you're off base on all three.
No.
Medicaid's got nothing to do with me getting an apartment. Getting an apartment, I have to submit my financials. And da 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 da. Don't have a fucking thing to do with my health coverage. Not to mention I got some bullshit doctors that can't even fucking keep up with pills. I can't even get a doctor. I got to get a nurse practitioner. Fucking with GenCare. Because GenCare don't give a fuck. Look up their reviews online. Next. Well, I can pay
caregiver
out of my pocket $15 an hour. To let them be rich to give me fucking rides. I just set this motherfucker on fire and go to fucking prison. At least I'll be fucking peaceful. Got a real realtor looking around. Unfortunately, the options that you have are limited in the price range. Yes. Let's get some concrete things going, dude, because I'm not going to fucking fuck around no more. I'm tired of it. Next.
The most concrete thing that I could say, and I maybe shouldn't say this, but I don't know if – do you want to help yourself right now?
motherfucker, why don't you, yeah, I want to help myself. I want to help myself the fuck out of this situation and not be taken advantage of no more. And I'm not going to sit here and fucking talk about innuendos and generalizations of bullshit and try to explain something to somebody who can't help me. You can't help me with Medicaid. You can't help me with this. All you want to do is get the fucking house. I can list the motherfucker with a goddamn agent and sell the motherfucker tomorrow. Where the fuck am I going to go? That's the problem, man. They can't help me either because all they want to do is make money.
Understood. Well, Mr. Russo, I would really like to be, like I said in our last call, I want to be different. I want to be able to help, but I can't help you before.
You can't help me because I'm trying to explain to you what the fuck's going on, and it's over your fucking head.
It's over all of our heads. It's over society's heads. It's really a
society ain't got a goddamn thing to do with it.
Yes, it does, Mr. Russo, because...
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I guess I'm just a fucking loser and need to blow my fucking brains out so society can suck my dick when I'm laying here dead, okay? Because this ain't no way to fucking live, all right? And I'm not going to sit here and be nice. Oh, well, fuck that. Go pray to Jesus or Moses or somebody. Maybe he'll make it all right because God's in control. Fuck that, too. Here's the deal. Sign the fucking house, take the fucking house, and I'll go live under the fucking bridge, okay? I'm going to lose everything I fucking got, and it don't matter. And I'm not tired about these generalizations. When you got some concrete things, let me know something, Jerome.
Will do, Mr. Russo. Will do.
I need concrete. I need something I can put my hand on. Not, well, you know what? They might be selling hamburgers at McDonald's today, but society's raised the prices on them. I can't control that. I'm not Peter fucking Pan, okay?
No, you're definitely not Peter Pan. Mr. Russo, I agree with you. I don't know if there's a concrete option on my side of things.
Yeah, after I do all the legwork and get a place to live and find a place and get the down payment, then I can call you and say, Jerome, you can buy the house now because now I'm ready to leave everything behind and make your job fucking easy to where all you got to do is some little paperwork, bing, 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 and then everybody gets paid on your end, and I'm sitting here with a check for a couple $1,000s so I can throw it out in the fucking street because I'll be broke in 2 years. And y'all can come in, fix the house, do what you do with your little team, because you got a team of people once I sign a contract to blow smoke up my ass like that. And da 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 da. Sure. And then what the fuck does that leave me?
I understand. And it's just overall an unfortunate situation that I pray you do get out of.
There's no getting out of it. There is no way out of it.
With that,
I dug a hole, and guess what? When I lay here and die and fall over and live my money, I got to sign papers to give my money away when I'm fucking dead to some ungrateful motherfuckers that won't give me the time of day. That's all right. That's okay. That's all right.
Well, Mr. Russo, if you like, I can just, I'll touch bases with you at a later point.
When you can find something to give me some concrete help, touch all the bases you want. I need help getting the fuck out of this situation.
I think you're right. You're right. And I think it's going to take, I can't do it for you. I wish I could.
Guess what? I can't play house worker, realtor, lawyer. Here comes another fucking call from another motherfucking Medicaid person. Exactly. You want to play social worker, you want to play Medicaid worker, you want to play realtor, you want to play motherfucking tax man, you want to pay the gas, you want to teach me phone skills, you want to get a skill builder, yeah. And in the meantime, you want to cut the grass, you want to rake the leaves, you want to fix the fucking tree. No, because all you're going to do is flip some papers around and get paid, and that's just wonderful.
All right, Mr. Russo. All right.
I need help getting out of this, okay?
I understand.
Well, guess what? I understand, too. And I'm tired of it.
All right, Stuart. So, well, listen, it was a pleasure speaking with you again.
Yeah.
I got a couple laughs in.
I tell you what, laugh the fuck on.
No,
I'm be laughing under a bridge.
I'm talking about the Peter Pan.
Guess what? Zach, get me out of this situation. Call some people that got some sense that know how to get me out of this, okay?
I don't know anyone.
Exactly.
So from here,
exactly.
What I'll do is
I.
All right, Mr. Russo. Listen, I haven't been rude.
I'm not being rude either. If you can help me, help me. But it's not about it being rude. I'm tired of being a fucking idiot, all right? So y'all want to offer me $120,000 for this house. Is that correct?
Mr. Russo,
you can't answer that because it's not your call. You're just some guy on the phone. The other man will send me a little contract. Da-da-da-da-da.
Mr. Russo.
What?
I think I will call you next week, okay? And it's not, I haven't talked a thing about a house yet. But for right now,
you're worried about what? You're worried about, I'm trying to explain my situation to you, okay?
Yes, you are. You've done I know the situation.
I'm done with it, okay? If you can figure something out, make me an offer, find me a place, and you supposedly got a team, unless Zach was blowing smoke up my nuts, telling me, oh, well, once you signed a contract, we have a team of people that will help you. Bullshit. I signed a contract, and I'm going to have 30 days to get the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking stupid. Bunch of lying, cheating, no good motherfuckers. But that's okay. That's okay.
All right, Mr. Russo. Well, I appreciate you at least picking up the phone. And I'll do what I can, and I'll reach back out, okay?
Well, I'll call you Tuesday or Wednesday and see if you found anything out.
Okay. All
right. Thank you.